It's not every day that we've got a special guest here on the show, and I got to tell you, this is not the first time that we've had this gentleman here in the KETR studios either, so it's great. To meet up once again and catch up with a Dallas area singer, songwriter, guitarist, and frontman for the Vince Lujan Project. It is a treat to welcome back to the program, Mr. Vince Lujan. How are you, man?
Man, I'm doing great, Matt. It's so good to see you again.
It's great to have you back here at KETR, and I really appreciate you making the effort. I know we're not right in your backyard. I think you live over in Denton, right? Or do you live over in Dallas?
I live in a little town called Crossroads, east of Denton on Highway 380.
Gotcha. So we're a little,
we just got a Walmart, you know.
Nice.
We're big time.
Moving on up. Okay. Well, like I said, I realize it's a little bit of a trek for you to come out here to KETR, but I really appreciate you making the effort. And thanks for really busting your hump to get here. I know that you're wiping the sweat off here today because you were rushing to get over, but I appreciate you making it here.
Oh, thanks for having me, man. It's good to talk to you.
Now, of course, you are the leader of the Vince Lujan Project. For folks that have not heard you here on the program before, let's kind of refamiliarize the audience. What roles do you handle with the Vince Lujan Project?
Oh, well, it's more like what roles do I not handle?
Don't you? Right.
I sing a little bit and I try to play a little guitar and just band leader and working with the guys and booking and PR.
Are you the primary songwriter?
Primary songwriter, yeah. We do work collaboratively and everybody kind of throws down on the ideas and stuff as we put them together.
No, that's wonderful, man. It's always interesting to know because different groups do it different ways. You know,
exactly.
Some folks, you've got one guy that handles all the writing or whatever, or somebody writes the lyrics and somebody else handles the music. I know I saw a documentary with Rush recently where that's how they handle their stuff, but it's always interesting to me to see exactly how the process works. And for anyone that's maybe jotting down the band name or searching online, it's Lujan, by the way, for Lujan.
That's right. I like to say, the J is like an H, like jalapeno.
Exactly.
And I say Lujan Solo, since I bear a striking resemblance to a young, 1970s era Harrison Ford.
Right?
Not really, but I'm a legend in my own mind kind of thing. Yeah.
That's translating to radio perfectly right now for everybody that's listening. So
yeah, but it's really easy if you go to vlpband.com. That's a really easy way to remember it.
Okay, great. Yeah. vlpband.com if you want to find out more about the Vince Lujan Project. And we're going to listen to some of the band's tunes shortly and let you hear Vince's great voice and the skilled musicians that support him and his guitar. But let's familiarize listeners a little bit with the backstory of the Vince Lujan Project. Take me back to around, I think it was around 2002 when the first iteration of the band formed, right?
Yeah, it's been a minute. Yeah.
How did this happen?
I had going to college at UNT and playing in different bands and working with different people. One of the guys that I worked with was named Spike Sykes, Craig Allen Sykes, for the Spike Band. And shortly after I'd gotten married and got a full-time job and I couldn't really kind of hold that position together in that band. And so I was kind of took a hiatus from music for a little bit, and then I started putting together just a little band to do some local gigging.
Okay.
And then met up with some different musicians. And they kind of, were encouraging me, hey, you should try get your own thing started. And so we put it together. And it's always, we call it the Vince Lujan Project, rightfully so, I think, because we've just, we have bands come and go, and you have, sometimes it's really hard, to find, guys that are going to stick together for a while. And
of course.
Although we've had a core that have kind of remained the same, we've had different sidemen come in and fill in and from different times.
Absolutely.
And through the years. And so that's kind of what we've been doing since that time, just playing and locally and just trying to keep the music alive and, keep doing what we do. It's hard work as independent musicians,
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Yeah. It's, it's never been an easy job for independent artists, but... I would have to assume that it actually gets a little bit harder with kind of the saturation out there. 10 years ago there were not that many independent artists, and nowadays it seems like everybody's like, hey, I've got the internet. You don't need a record company. Everybody's starting a band these days. So.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's an independent artist. Yeah. Nowadays, yeah, everybody and their dog, and it's. I think that's one of the things, it's made it a little bit more difficult,
Sure.
Especially when the economy tanked. I think most people don't realize that You know, and that was what around, I can't remember now, 2010 or something like that, or 8, 8, 8, 9, 10, something like that. The economy was kind of, it's like we were waiting for it to hit Texas.
Yes.
And it's like everything was kind of on the up and up. And then one of the things that happened to us were that, you know, as we were starting to get relationships with booking agents and festival, you know, promoters and such, and trying to kind of break into the Texas kind of festival circuit and stuff, making relationships there, and then money started drying up.
Yes.
And we started getting calls from festival people, you know, organizers and stuff, saying, hey, you know, well, we can't pay you to come out, or we're not, or we're canceling the festival altogether, and things like that. And it kind of, it dried some stuff up a little bit there for a little bit. And then trying to get back out now and put it together and do it, you know, it's a challenge, you know,
but, absolutely.
But it's fun. It's a fun challenge.
Well, no doubt, obviously it must be, or you wouldn't still be doing it all these years later.
That's right.
And we're going to talk about the latest endeavor of the band and how you're trying to make your next album happen here in just a little bit. We're talking with Vince Lujan of the Vince Lujan Project here on 88.9 KETR. My name's Matt Minky. Thanks for being with us on this Wednesday afternoon. Now, unlike some groups who kind of pigeonhole into a singular style of music, the Vince Lujan Project really puts together a diverse list of influences, which is one of the things that I've always liked, and one of the reasons I love playing you guys here on the show. I think a lot of the band's diversity kind of comes from the eclectic nature of the members, right?
We all come from kind of different musical backgrounds, and kind of mix it all together. We call it like this this mix of Texas funk, Latin, blues, soul, rock, thing, you know, and so we mix all those elements together. We all bring our different kind of musical heroes, you know, to the sound, you know, and kind of throw that in there a little bit, so you can hear nods to different, you know, different artists and stuff if you listen closely. And that's, you know, and I like to work collaboratively, so it's not so much, you know, this is the song, you need to play what I'm telling you to play, but it's, this is the song, and here's kind of where I'm thinking it could go, but you guys tell me, you know, you bring what you have and what you feel and what you are into the music, and let's do that, you know.
Nice. Well, I can definitely hear that, and I know I've had the, you know, the treat to get to have you and the band members here in the studio before for some performances. I've caught you guys live. You're a great live band, and
thanks.
And so I can definitely hear all these different influences that go into that. I know. Do you still have the guy who's from Louisiana originally, or?
Mississippi, yeah.
Mississippi, I'm sorry.
Taylor Irvin,
somewhere outside of Texas. Right. They all blend together for me.
Yeah, it's like they're all from other places, but they got here as soon as they could.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Got to Texas, yeah.
No, but that's cool. I mean, you really can hear this. I think that, and I want to give folks an opportunity to hear what we're talking about here, since the acoustic pop Latin funk soul genre just doesn't get the due it deserves. Let's spin a cut and let people hear an example of what we're talking about here.
All right.
I've got your tune, Love Won't Go Away, queued up.
Okay.
I was wondering if you could maybe, could you describe this one for me, or do you have any inside stories on this tune before we play it?
Love Won't Go Away just kind of came out of this idea that, you know, there's a lot of, you know, I mean, most things fall away. Most good times don't last forever. Most, you know, the seasons change. You know, you're here for one season, gone for the next. And so, but something that, you know, that I think is a constant, if you believe in it, is love. And so that's kind of where, that's what the song's trying to say. And there's a little line in there, you know, taken from a Robert Frost poem, you know,
okay.
Nothing gold can stay, you know, and kind of worked a little bit of that in there. So, let's listen to it.
I love the horns on this one, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Always appreciate
it. Yeah, we were in the studio, and the guys hadn't actually, they hadn't come up with their parts, and... Because, you know, it's working collaboratively, you know, it's kind of what you do. You know, you say, hey, well, here's the song, and, you know, well, by this time, hopefully you have something to bring to the song when we get to the studio. And so we were in the studio, and they hadn't had their parts yet kind of figured out or whatever, and I just was, they were like, well, what would you have it be, you know, if you could, you know, kind of think it up. And so I kind of just sang it into the mic, and then there was their guide track as they followed the horn lines along.
Well, nice choice, man. I like what you did with this tune. Let's check out the Vince Lujan Project on this cut, Love Won't Go Away, and I hope that you won't go away, because we are going to come right back with more discussion with Vince from the Vince Lujan Project. That is on the way, and you are listening to 88.9 KETR. This is Notably Texan. This tune again is called Love Won't Go Away by the Vince Lujan Project.
Late winter snow, early spring rain, leaves fall to ground as the seasons change.
Notably Texan on 88.9 KETR. That's the Vince Lujan Project on a cut called Love Won't Go Away. And you are listening to listener-supported radio for Northeast Texas. We are back with our guest, Vince, from the Vince Lujan Project. Now, Vince, we discussed where you're living now, but you're originally from down around the Houston area, right?
That's right. I grew up in Spring, Texas, which is just north of Houston, just south of the Woodlands. My parents are still there.
Oh, okay.
Got a nice, you know, house over there and some, you know, land and stuff. And actually, we're going to go visit them here pretty soon. Take the family, you know, down there and go do that. And so,
nice.
Yeah, it's always kind of good to go back home and see the folks and
of
stuff.
Of course. And that, I think, is just far enough on the fringes of Houston to where the traffic doesn't kill you to go there. Because the traffic is murder in Houston. I know they talk
absolutely.
About how bad it is in Dallas, but if you hadn't been to Houston, you don't know nothing.
Exactly. I used to work in downtown Houston. I used to drive from my parents' house in Spring, and I would drive into Houston, you know, because I just graduated high school, and I thought that was a cool thing.
Sure.
You know, like, I got this job to work at this corporate, you know, pencil pushing, you know, cubicle job,
right?
In downtown Houston, Buffalo Speedway, and I think it was about 2 days in, I was like, what the heck am I doing down here? This sucks. Traffic is horrendous. People don't know. People from Dallas just don't know.
I mean, it's
if they
I'm
haven't
not
been
saying
in Houston. Yeah.
It is bad in Dallas, it's but crazy. There's something about Houston traffic. So I was looking at the map, and I think Spring is just outside on the fringes,
just
kind
outside
of
that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's good for you. So when did you actually make your way up into the DFW area then?
Oh, well, 2000,
okay.
I came up to study at North Texas.
Gotcha. So that was the impetus then, was mm-hmm. coming to school up here.
Yeah, I'd heard so many, you know, musician friends of mine and stuff that had come up through North Texas, and so I decided to come check it out.
Well, that's great. We're certainly glad that you did. Now, outside of your music life, I'm trying to keep up. I don't actually remember mm-hmm. the last time I had you here in studio. Mm-hmm. I know I've had you in two or three times, but it's been way too long, I think you've added another member to the Lujan family, I think, since I've had you.
That's right. I think we did talk about that the last time, because she's about to be, our daughter Elena is about to be 3.
Okay, so she may have been just a newborn at that point then.
Yeah, yeah. And when we came last time, and so yeah, she's Elena Rose, and she's about to be 3 in this August.
Oh, that's great.
And it's the best, you know. Of course, she's at that age, and you know everything they say is cute, you know.
Yeah.
Just makes you laugh, and you know, feel all warm and fuzzy inside. So it's a good stage to be at. She is kicking back a little bit though. She is kind of exhibiting some of the, you know, terrible 2-3 stuff,
yes.
you know, going on, but you know, it's that's normal, you know.
It's a given. You got to take the good with the bad. So I'm glad that you and the family are so happy. I see some of your photos on social networking out there, and
right?
things
yeah,
seem to be. It seems to be a very happy crew there.
It's a blessing, man. It definitely is. Yeah, yeah.
Well, having that growing family at home is enough to keep you busy, but you've got this love for music that seems to drive you and the band to get out there,
mm-hmm.
You know, week after week and fight the good fight as independent artists.
Right.
And we talked about this a little bit earlier, but that saturation in recent years of so many indie bands trying to make a name for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, literally, I've got to assume that you're going to see that when you're out there as a band trying to get booked. You know, if you're calling around to different places saying, hey, we got this band, we'd love to play at your place. I'm assuming mm-hmm. that they're probably getting hit up by a lot more bands, so that just creates competition.
Yeah, and especially when, you know, I mean, there's just, man, booking is one of those thankless, like, jobs that, like, nobody wants to do, but everybody has to do it so you can work and so you can eat. And, you know, and you've got you've got bands out there that, you know, that'll do it for nothing,
sure.
which really hurts those that are, you know, professional, semi-professional. They're trying to make a living at it, or are making a living at it, trying to work, you know, and working to make those relationships so you can get into the, you know, the better rooms and book the better, you know, shows.
Right.
And I think it's all about, you know, it is all about relationship. It's all about, you know, going above and beyond expectations, making relationships, happen and making them worthwhile, you know, to you and for them, making that relationship worthwhile for you and for them, and for the fans too, you know, trying to engage them. That seems to be the new, you know, you have to know marketing, you have to know advertising, you have to know all this stuff that, you know, you never think about if you're going to school for a music degree, like, oh, well, you should probably bone up on your marketing and
That's
your
true.
Advertising and, you know, and you're campaigning and all that. I mean, you don't even think about that. It doesn't enter your, you know, your consciousness. But I think most independent artists now that, you know, because we're not the only ones, obviously, and there's so many, you know, everybody's trying to figure out, you know, how do you do it? You know, how do you monetize? How do you survive? How do you keep, you know, how do you pay all the expenses that related to the operating the business, but also keeping a little bit for yourself so you can kind of keep going and keep doing what you do. So.
Right. Vince Lujan is our guest today on 88.9 KETR. He fronts the Vince Lujan Project. They've got a few albums out there. An older release is called Echo Lab Revisited. And I think is the latest, is it an EP? Is it called Love Won't Go Away?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we've done a couple EPs since then, since Echo Lab Revisited. There's one, it's like the Forsbach Sessions. My buddy Nathan Forsbach, Forsbach Productions in Dallas. He's got a studio with a guy named Ross Redman, and they're just two awesome guys doing awesome work out of their studio down there in Dallas, and they do great production. So they looked at some of our tunes and kind of I think we're going to listen to one of them here in a little bit,
yeah.
Which is kind of cool. It's more of a radio kind of edit of Can't Deny.
Yes.
And so we did that down there, and then we also did Love Won't Go Away. We were actually in Austin recording a couple tracks in there, Love Won't Go Away and this tune called Cinderella. We'd been contacted by the Austin School of Recording or something, down at the I forget what they call it. They have a special name that I can't remember right now. But one of the students down there contacted us for his senior project. You know, he's trying to, you know, he's get started as a producer and as a recording engineer, and so we went down there to Austin. I can't remember his name, slipped my tongue at the moment too, but he was really a great guy. He brought us in there, and we did a couple tunes down there in Austin, so we put that together with some other kind of VLP love songs.
Yes.
And put that together and released it on Valentine's Day as our little Valentine's offering, you know?
Oh, cool. So, very nice. So there are, you know, if people are interested in getting a hold of some of the Vince Lujan Project's recordings, they are definitely out there. And you hear this group mm-hmm. often here on the show. But I know that you're kind of testing some new waters for the VLP, as I call them, the Vince Lujan Project, with a crowdfunding effort underway to back your next record. And crowdfunding, for anybody that's not familiar, is something that's really taken off in the last 5 years or so here, where people can go out to various websites and say, hey, we got this project that we want to do, no pun intended with the Vince Lujan Project, but we've got this project that we want to do, and you know, they ask people to get behind it with small donations, not at all unlike what we actually do here on public radio.
Exactly.
But very similar idea here. So talk a little bit, if you would, about that endeavor that you've got underway to fund this next record.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we said earlier about you know, it's doing something for the fans and engaging the fans, and I think crowdsourcing really does a good job of that, because you can you know, you create your you know, your thank you gifts at, you know, and your different levels, you know, much very similar
yes.
to the way that, you know, public radio
right.
and all that, you know, does, and how you guys do it. And so you know, you engage the fans, and you know, you say, you get them to, you know, to help you bring something new and something, you know, fresh to the fore, and this is a project that we've actually been sleeping on for a couple of years, just because we've tried to raise the funds, and, you know, internally and pay, and in the past, I mean, we've always done that. I've always paid for it myself, you know, outright, or the band has, you know, or the fellas, we all chip in. I mean, and it can get to be pretty expensive. You know, we talked about, you know, all the different other you know, costs associated with trying to, you know, be an independent artist. And and it's not just like a, you know, like a, oh, woe is me. But I mean, I share this with every other, you know, independent artist out there that's trying to do something and trying to make their music work for them. And it's just tough. So anyway, crowdsourcing is one way to do that. And can I say where it's on? Or
oh, yeah,
at,
absolutely,
or,
man.
Yeah, we took out a little account on Indiegogo, Indiegogo.com. And if you go to Indiegogo.com and search VLP, our campaign will pop up. And we are running out of time. We are severely underfunded at this point. And we didn't inflate any of the costs or anything. It's not like we're trying to pocket, you know, money to,
sure.
to go, you know, party in, you know, Cabo or something.
Right.
We're just trying to get this live album out there. And we're trying to, you know, finish paying the producer and the graphic design artist and the duplication and the distribution of it and the promotion of it. Just trying to get the music out there. And it's a live album that we did in Dallas. It's kind of just a really good representation of what we do live. So we'd love to get that out there.
But what can you tell me about this latest version of Can't Deny?
Well, you know, we try to shop stuff around the radio, you know, and you got to fit into that 3.5 minute, you know, kind of slot, and you've got to try to get that sound that is, as they say, commercially viable.
Yes.
And you know, so if we have a song that's a 10 minute, you know, jam, you know, it's it's tough to get stuff like that out on radio. It's tough to get radio promoters to buy into that or to give it a listen.
And unless it's on Notably Texan, of course. But
which
anyway.
Is why we love you, Matt. Which is why I'm here, brother. Excuse me, but yeah, so we went, you know, we talked to my friends, Nathan and Ross, and they were kind of say, hey, why don't you come in and we'll do a remix on it, you know, we'll reproduce it and do it in a way that can be accessible to you know, to radio promoters and such. And
yeah,
and so so that's exactly what we did. We went back in and kind of put a different kind of more of a kind of R&B kind of feel to it, you know, a little bit of a groove, a different kind of a groove on it.
Yes.
I think the result is really cool. I'm really happy with it, you know.
Well, as you should be. It's great stuff, and I want folks to check out this tune, Can't Deny, which features at times in this tune some yeah. very fancy, fast lyric work by you, I gotta say. I mean, it almost borders upon, almost sounds like a little rap.
Yeah, a little spoken word
you
rap.
You know what I mean? No, it's cool. I love it, man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of embarrassed. You know, I'm definitely not anything close to a rap artist at all, and much respect for those guys that can you know, rhyme and do that. And but yeah, I kind of, you know, flirt with that line a little bit, you know, and then bring it back into, you know, to singing and stuff. So you can kind of hear that a little bit, yeah, on this.
Yeah, check out the fast lyric work by Vince Lujan, accompanied by some funky bass lines and a good feel vibe on this tune, Can't Deny. It's the Vince Lujan Project, and we're not done talking to Vince. I'm going to try to keep him here throughout the hour here yeah. on 88.9 KETR. It's Notably Texan.
Sometimes you just ain't happy with the way that life is going, and you get depressed. You say you didn't choose this, don't want to lose this. Can't you cruise through this life? You say you do your best. It's a line of fear that keeps you here in a safe lion's den. And if you scream and shout and just ignore the doubt, well, you just might win. You say, I can't deny.
The Vince Lujan Project on 88.9 KETR. Can't Deny is the name of that one. And Vince Lujan himself is my guest today here on 88.9 KETR. We got about 20 minutes left until 3 o'clock, and we're going to do our best to enjoy all of those minutes with Vince here in the studio. In just a little bit, I'll see if maybe you'll play a tune live for us. I couldn't help but notice that you brought your guitar into the studio here, so we'll see if maybe you'll utilize that for us here.
That'd be awesome, yeah.
But I just wanted to touch again on this topic that we were talking about a little bit before, where you're trying to get the crowdfunding behind this new live album that you'd like to put out. And again, I don't want to dwell on this subject too much, but it was fascinating to me to know that, and you touched on this before, but as an independent artist, you're literally sometimes having to max out your credit cards or whatnot to make an album happen. And
I
think that basically you guys just saw the end of all that debt from the first album here in the last couple of years, right? And I'm not trying to get too much into your personal, but I think you had posted this out there that y'all had just paid off the credit card bills.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Yeah. We funded it, you know, and it was great. We wanted to get it out there. We knew we needed to do it. And so it's kept us kind of, you know, going since we put it out there. And
no, that's good.
So that's been great. You know, so definitely not trying to complain about it or nothing
no.
like that. But, you know, just seeing how crowdsourcing has been a good way for independent artists, you know, across the board to help get, you know, realize their dreams and their vision and put art out there. You know, I think art's important and we should support it. You know, I tried my best to support. I've got a lot of different friends that have done it, and I've supported their campaigns.
Yes.
And, you know, seen them do their thing. And so it's a good thing to do to see the local artists, you know, come out and give their work and try to, you know, bring it to the people, you know.
Yeah, and we mentioned a little bit earlier that there are a lot of perks for these backers too, not unlike public radio. You know, we don't do that as often here with the different levels of membership here on KETR, but I know you've heard it on public radio, you know, where they'll say, well, if you give it the $200 level, you get yada yada. But there are perks for the backers too, things like they can get early access to singles from it, and you know, maybe you can talk about some of the perks.
Yeah, no, I mean, we've got just tons of, you know, from $2 to almost $2,000, you know, different points. There point purchase points,
yeah,
and you know, things like just hanging out with the band, doing, you know, getting your kind of picture taken, doing a little photo shoot, doing a little like a meal, coming to doing a house concert.
Oh yeah,
at your place. You know, we've got a lot of dates open in the summer. We'd love to do some house concerts. So this would be a great way to kind of, you know, have a party with your friends and bring us out, do some music. We're doing we're putting together a compilation disc that's gonna, and it's at the $5 level, where we're doing a disc of all the different versions of Cooler that we've had,
because
we're doing a new version of that this summer with Tony Lujan, who's this jazz trumpet legend. No relation to me.
We're
not related at all. But we met each other through MySpace, you know, many years ago.
Okay.
And he'd always told me, hey, if you ever want a trumpet, you know, if you ever need a trumpet on one of your tracks, let me know. And he's done stuff with like some of his students. Like, well, his teacher was Clark Terry, jazz trumpet.
Oh wow.
You know, legend, like legit. You know, like, and then some of his students formed the band Ozo Motley.
Okay.
I don't know if you're familiar with them, kind of like a Latin kind of rock kind of thing, and so yeah, his students have gone on, done some really great stuff, and he's just a great, amazing player as well, and he was kind enough to lend his sound to it. So we're planning on doing a video and the single release with that for the summer. So here, coming up in a couple weeks, actually, we're going to be releasing that.
Cool.
And so we want to put together that and with some new artwork, and then the new album, the live album, the Echolab Revisited. You can get kind of both of those in a bundle, and so just a lot of different and ways to you know, that we're going to thank you, you know, for helping us out.
That's very cool. And we mentioned it before, but let's give the site again if somebody wants to go check this out.
Yeah, definitely. Go to Indiegogo. Indiegogo.com. That's IndieGogo.com, and search VLP. Very easy. Just search VLP in the search bar there at the top right, and our little site will come up, and you can see what you can do to help out.
Very nice. And time is short on that, so if you want to get behind a cool independent band, feel free to check into that with some crowdsourcing being sought by the Vince Lujan Project. Vince is our guest today here on KETR. Man, this has really been a lot of fun, dude. We are almost out of time today. I know. What happened to the hour? I thought, man, how are we ever going to fill this whole hour? But it's not hard to do with you. You're always a lot of fun to talk to. So I decided let's spend the final couple of minutes talking about me, basically. No, not about me, let's talk about KETR and public radio for a couple of seconds here with some of the time we've got left.
Of course.
We are a listener-supported radio station. Folks that have found us here on the dial know that we are different from the other choices out there. And that's because we are funded by listeners. That is just the truth. Everywhere else you go, you can't leave your house without being hit over the head by some sort of commercials and advertisements. That's not something you hear on public radio, and we think that that's something worth getting behind. And I know that, you know, for biased reasons, you feel that way because we play your band here on the show. But talk a little bit about why you think that people should get behind KETR and public radio.
Well, you know, you hear things that you wouldn't normally hear on, you know, clear channel radio. You get to hear people's kind of personalities kind of peek through a little bit more, and their tastes, you know, their tastes in music. And that's kind of what I mean, you know, by getting to hear a different cuts of music. And the programming is just always I don't know, I think it's just more heartfelt, and it's you know, it's more varied. You can get a different taste of culture and a different impressions of people, you know, that you wouldn't normally get, you know,
right,
from other sources. Yeah.
Yeah, we think it's worth getting behind if you feel the same way out there. Go over to our website, KETR.org. You can click on Support This Station, and every little bit makes a difference, just in the same way that the crowdfunding does that we were talking about with the Vince Lujan project's latest endeavor. These are some great things to get behind, and we hope that that you will get behind at least one of these efforts, be it KETR or the Vince Lujan Project's crowdfunding,
both.
Or both. Yes, yeah. Please. You can find room for everybody in your charitable efforts out there. And, man, this really has been a blast, dude.
Oh my gosh.
I can't believe that we're out of time already. If folks are just tuning in now and missing this discussion, I will have this posted to our website in the near future over at KETR.org, which is where you can also support us over there. Mm-hmm. Vince, I really appreciate you making the trek all the way out here.
It was my pleasure, honestly. Yeah,
thank you so much. Let's try to keep less years in between this and our next chat, all right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, definitely.
My guest today on Notably Texan has been the front man for the Dallas area band, the Vince Lujan Project. And you can find out more about them. What's your website again?
VLPband.com.
VLPband.com. Yeah. Vince, can't thank you enough, man, and have a safe trip home.
Appreciate it. See you, Matt.